Hey, Anton.
Yeah, Margaret?
You know what people don't talk about enough?
What?
How oblivious August is to Felice's feelings when he's trying to ask her out. Welcome to People Don't Talk About Young Royals. I'm Margaret. My pronouns are they, them.
And I'm Anton. My pronouns are he, they.
And we're people here to discuss the show our friends are sick of hearing us talk about.
If that sounds like you, stick around. If your friend sent you this podcast out of a desperate attempt to get you to watch Young Royals, take this as a sign.
Go watch Young Royals, then come back to this podcast.
Margaret, what are we talking about today?
Today we will be having a character discussion of August in episode 2, season 1, having decided to, as we say in this podcast, assassinate him.
Woohoo! Just for the listeners, we, and by that I mean me, forgot to write out that line. So Margaret did just wing that. So let's just appreciate that.
Thank you.
In this discussion, we won't be summarizing the plot of the episode because we already did that. If you need or want a refresher, head back 7 episodes. No.
6?
Nope, 7.
No, 7.
7, yes. 7 episodes in our feed. Our most recent Hilarishka for a full breakdown. This episode discussion will likely be all over the place, so strap in. You have been warned.
Did we hallucinate this, or at one point did we have in here as a disclaimer that we don't endorse assassination? Did I hallucinate that?
I think we considered it. Oh, I think it's because it was our very first August assassination. In terms of establishing that what we mean by it, I think within our actual discussion, I was like, we don't assassinate people, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So, Felice.
Felice.
Well, I mean, we're talking August. But, well, your cold open was about August's treatment.
Yeah. Okay, we always say we stand and assassinate and complicate characters, not because of relationships, but because of who they are.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I mean, yeah. As a reminder, I mean, you've already listened to 2 character standings where we didn't actually really review this in any... we reviewed it a little bit. But, like, as a reminder, character episodes are basically our chance to really sit down and get super... Like, basically, these are what I would consider our most opinionated episodes, where we're, like, the analysis... We don't do as much analysis of the plot as we have to up to this point, and it's more just like, well, do we like them?
This is how I feel. So August.
Yeah, so August.
He.
God. So yeah, your cold open was about how he doesn't like.
Yeah, he.
Felice's feelings.
Right. So. I think that we've talked about him being head bitch in charge. We've talked about him being arrogant. We've talked about him being a dick. I feel like if you are so inconsiderate about somebody's genuine, you can choose to read that as discomfort or just hating him, like discomfort or dislike for him, that you like don't even pick that up.
Yeah. And one can probably lead to the other, too.
He might not have had an
opinion about August until he started asking her out every other day.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, I would have the same opinion. I have the same opinion, and he's not asking me out every other day. But yeah, I just feel like if you're the kind of person who doesn't pick up on that genuine discomfort or dislike and or both, garbage human being.
Yeah.
Because she's not being slick about it. And he keeps touching her and she very clearly moves his hand. And that's gross.
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing to put in the cold open because, as mentioned in Love Among Royals, like, it's a moment that happens so quickly that it's easy to lose track of it in the overall scheme
absolutely
of like understanding what happens in this episode But I and also like it doesn't really fully doesn't it connects the least on the surface, I think, to August's other actions. Like it just kind of just feels like another thing about him. But really thinking about what he says, I think, and we probably talked about this in August character episode, I honestly can't remember, from for the previous episodes. Like if you listen to what he first says about Felice, in much the same way that Felice's attraction to Wilhelm seems to be connected to his status, he calls Felice modern nobility. And so on some element, like,
he's sure, completely objectified her.
Yeah, and like, sure, he's probably attracted to Felice, but
I mean, yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, because she's beautiful, but it is also clear, like more than likely, that he's also very attracted to her status, which,
oh, for sure,
which, like, I don't know, in terms of keeping this brief and not dwelling on anything too much, should we just kind of try to get to the heart of what we feel like we figured out about his, like, or what we think about his, like, obsession with status and, like, where we think it comes from based on the new information we get this episode?
Yeah, let's go.
The thing we've been dancing around, because it didn't really fit anywhere but this episode, is the information that Eric gives Wilhelm, and the audience, that August was sent to Hlaerska after his dad committed suicide. And the trauma of that, I know it can't be overstated. And I do want to take a moment to acknowledge that, even in this episode where we're just ragging on how much we hate this character.
Yeah.
Because, as stated before, in episodes where we're standing someone, we still want to find the room to, we still want to find space for their flaws. And even in episodes where we're assassinating someone, we want to find space for their genuine hardships
and understanding.
And understanding. Even if in this episode, August basically doesn't do a single redeemable thing.
If you've ever asked the question, why are you the way that you are? I can't. We're going to try to, you know, keep that in mind with August. This is potentially a factor of why he is the way that he is.
Yes. Yes. I think it's one of many things. We mentioned briefly in Art of the Choice, I believe, that Boris's diagnosis of August is almost certainly correct.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, he definitely has pretty high functioning anxiety. Like, I remember I highlighted the moment where he just, like, lays his watch perfectly straight on his desk. And, like, I don't know. That just, that level of particularly just screams anxiety to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many people on the show are image conscious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that kind of comes with the territory of the...
Yeah, it comes here with the territory of being a teen, and then the territory of being a rich teen, it kind of amped up to 11. But...
Yeah.
Because August is such... so outright a dick, I feel like his image conscious side is a little bit subtler than people like Felice's, for example.
Would you agree with that? I would. Because, like, he is keeping up this facade, but the facade that he has chosen is insufferable.
Yeah. And I think I do want to address something that I think we've kind of maybe fallen in the trap in listening through editing episodes. We kind of have sort of found this comparison point between Felice and August, where we're like, well, Felice has insecurities and she's masking them with her own self-image, but, like, August is, like, arrogant and self-important. And I'm just like, I think we can acknowledge that August does have insecurities. I think we've, it's obscured through so much ash-holishness that
yeah,
like that it's like can be difficult to reckon with sometimes.
I think, okay, yes, August has insecurities. That's not even a hot take at this point. I think people have different ways of masking their insecurities. Some log out of Instagram accounts. Others are dicks.
Yeah.
I am not speaking from personal experience here.
Absolutely not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, and I do think August's walls are a bit firmer than Felice's. Even if he is a bit more, like, I don't know, he masks super well. So much that if we didn't get, like, similar to Wilhelm, like, he and Wilhelm, the only way in which I could even remotely argue that they are similar people is the degree in which they are able to perform.
I agree with that.
Until we get, I mean, we start the show with with a glimpse of Willa alone. But then I think until we get a glimpse of August alone, it is very convincing to confuse the mask for the person.
Yeah, I think, like you said, they're both characters that you don't get the full appreciation for who they are as a character until they are alone. Mm-hmm. Because I think they both take up this space in society where there is an image of what they are supposed to be. And yeah. For Wilhelm, it's obviously a much larger, you know, when you say society, it is actually, you know, Sweden. When you say society for August, it's more likely, you know, Hilarska.
And I think a distinction that comes up that I don't want to necessarily point to as the reason why I stand Wilhelm and not and want to assassinate August, is that August, to an extent, he buys in.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Like, Wilhelm is doing it out of obligation.
Mm-hmm.
August is doing it knowingly and with full awareness of what his status can get him and using it to his advantage.
Which, and it brings him joy.
It does. It does. Like, he is obviously searching for something, and this status fulfills a need. I don't even know if it could, you could really say it's a want, like, with how pathologically is he about it. Like, it has to be a need for attention and validation, which having a parent who has unalived themselves, it is not an excuse, but it's an explanation.
Yeah, given his circumstances, it's not the most unsurprising.
Yeah, thing. I think he's not an outrageously unrealistic character, and I think that's not what we're arguing here. What we're arguing is whether or not we agree with his actions or not, and whether or not we think he deserves to be stanned. And I think the answer to that is just no. Like, he is. I think words that I was searching for in Love Among Royals that I finally started to be able to find as I was editing through it is he is invasive upon Wilhelm's mm-hmm. privacy. Because ultimately people are what he can get out of them.
I think he's invasive just in general.
Yeah. With basically no exceptions, he is just kind of, he's highly invasive of people's personal space, of their resources with Vincent, like convincing your good friend to change regardless, Vincent has had to change psychiatrists in order to get August pills that he does not need.
Yeah. I cannot think of a single friend I would do that for right now. I hate going to the doctor.
Like, yeah. Not to fully reiterate that point in From Love Among Royals, but like when we're looking at August as a whole, if we're really just deep diving, like drilling down on who he is as a person, he is arrogant through and through. Mm-hmm. Like, he is the center of his own universe. Like, I'm trying to be careful about throwing around personality disorder terms like narcissist, because it gets real messy real fast.
Yeah.
And I am in no way qualified to diagnose a fictional character. So,
nope.
But I through observation of his actions, based on what we see in the episode, August does not act out of anything but his own self-interest once that I can think of.
Yeah. He's very,
Like, can you think of any moment of selflessness?
No. He's very self-centered. Do you like how fast that was?
Yeah. I was like, wow, you thought of every August moment in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Not even.
I'm quick like that after a full day of work.
Up until the stuff we have covered for this podcast,
I can't think of a single time he has acted out of anything other than self-interest.
Yeah. And I think that really is the core of why he is so immediately unlikable. Because it's like, you see this person who just exists in a world that does revolve around them. And that just gets annoying in real life. And let alone in a narrative. Like,
yeah. And he doesn't even try to hide it.
No, he's not embarrassed by his own selfishness. And I think,
no.
I don't know if I would like him better for it, but like, it would just like, I am a person who appreciates self-awareness in a character, and he doesn't have that, which is part of what August the Clueless was about. Like,
I have an adjective for August for this episode.
What?
August the self-interested.
I'm trying to think of something punchier, but that is definitely good.
Because that has been the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, good old.
And you can hyphenate it so it's one word.
Yeah, because there's also self-absorbed.
That would also be good.
Self-obsessed. That's really funny.
That is also good.
Yeah.
It's accurate, still, to be fair. Okay, we should move on from this.
No, yes. I don't know. I think for me, egotistical. Sorry.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, because August the Selfish doesn't cover it. It's August the egotistical.
Selfish makes it sound like he hogs the monkey bars at recess. Mm-hmm. August, monkey bar hogger.
Okay, what I kind of wanted to steer us towards, and you can kind of take the lead as kind of as a, because I think I have an idea of where to go next.
Okay.
Is my issue with August is that lack of self-awareness, which means a lack of introspection. Like,
yes,
he has not dealt with any of the shit that has made him this way.
Mm-mm. He said, I've gone through shit, I'm gonna make it your problem.
Like, I've never really thought about the genius of Lisa getting him almost in therapy in the second episode.
Because it's like, we were so close,
but so far. Because you can't therapize someone who doesn't want help.
No, you can't.
And I don't know. I think that is, again, something that just like, stuff that would make me, like, August is a traumatized teenager with addiction problems.
With addiction problems that are being enabled by the people around him.
Yeah. Like, that is a tragic backstory and a tragic position.
Absolutely, and I don't think anybody can argue that.
But the fact that that has gone unprocessed and he has made his own problems everyone else's problem...
Oh, yeah.
...is my issue. Because... he cares so much about maintaining the sense of superiority that fulfills the hole inside of him that he seemingly has. Sorry, I didn't mean to make that sexual. That's just a phrase.
It wasn't sexual. It was just fucking hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, you can make it sexual if you want.
I made it sexual. Dang it.
Yeah, you really did. Huh, it wasn't even me that time. It's normally me when we talk off mic.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
But, like, he's been so concerned about filling that hole that...
Now it just feels sexual. I know. I can't listen to you say that phrase without being like, ew. Nobody should ever be filling any of August's holes.
Unless he wants to. I'm sorry.
This is awful. Can we cut this from my memory?
Do you want me to cut it from the episode?
No, you don't have to cut it from the episode. I just want deja vu. No, that's not right. Amnesia.
Yeah.
Which is a great 5 Seconds of Summer song. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
That he has invaded Wilhelm's privacy specifically. Like, that is the thing that, like, mm-hmm. I am kind of disappointed in how little I was able to come up with when we were talking about Wilhelm and August's relationship in Love Among Royals.
Yeah.
But I think it's because we hadn't fully reckoned with August's issues, TM, yet. Like, because he, like, and I know we've talked about how, like, he feels like he's helping, but he's helping from selfish intentions almost exclusively. And the way I feel like I see that tracking is that, like, he feels an obligation to Eric, and he knows that getting in good with Eric means getting in good with the future king, and by extension, like, getting in with the royal family. Like,
yeah, and getting the benefits of that.
He protects Wilhelm, protects in your quotes, out of a sense of self-preservation.
Oh yeah. Even that is not out of, like, the goodness of his heart. That is very much him trying to gain something.
Right. Which we've gone a little bit off of the way we've usually done things. We haven't really talked about specific moments, but I think that's partially because we basically discussed all irrelevant August moments. Because, like, we've talked about a lot of August alone moments in our Art of Those, even if we didn't talk about them in plot discussions. And August kind of just slipped his way in there.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was unfortunate, but it happened. I'm sorry.
Although this might feel a bit premature, I think I'm ready to wrap this episode up.
I'm with you. And I think this might be our shortest episode.
I mean, up until now, it's been our August, our shortest regulars episode was our previous August episode. Could we talk about how much we hate him so much? Like, we're always rushing through our August parts. We always end up landing there. And so by the time we get to August, in terms of talking about stuff we haven't talked about yet, it's quite little. So.
And I love that trend for us.
I'm not going to be mean. I must say he deserves the shortest character episodes.
No, he does. I'll say it.
I'm not going to say that. Okay.
I'll say it. He deserves the shortest character episode.
Margaret?
He's the only assassination we have for the first two cycles.
Well, no, we assassinated Felice in the first episode. Spoiler alert, Felice is not getting assassinated next week.
Spoilers. Now who's spoiling?
All right.
I spoiled something earlier.
Here's my big thoughts. Jump in if you have anything.
Yeah, make me angry.
Margaret's glaring at me for her listeners. All right. I want to begin by saying tragic backstories only go so far. Mm-hmm. My sympathy reaches its limits for August when you're deep when their deep and trauma-based emotions have gone unprocessed and have led to coercive behavior and a self-important perception of the world and of other people.
The way that I know how quickly you came up with this, because we were on the call together, really fucking pisses me off. Jesus Christ.
It's been a while since I've said it. English major, baby.
That would take me about 3 hours to come up with.
So many theses over 4 years of school.
A science major writes a thesis, it's an entire abstract. That bitch is 100 words.
Yeah. I mean, but whereas in English, they yell at you if it's more than one sentence, usually, depending on the length of the essay.
Yeah. We get 100 words.
So, like, sometimes it can be longer if the paper itself is longer. It's usually, like, length of thesis relates to length of paper. Like, if it's going to be, like, more than 8 pages, you can stand to have your thesis be kind of a paragraph. But, like, if you're just doing a, like, standard 4 or 5 pager for just, like, an assignment in a lower level undergrad course, you're just doing a sentence.
Yeah, it's too long if it's more than one sentence. Whereas we got to hit one, it was either 100 mm-hmm. or 150 for our abstract. Yeah. That's your thesis. All right,
we're kind of just petering out. Oh, wait. Oh yeah, you didn't answer if you had anything more to say.
Of course I didn't. What are we, 8 for 8 now? Who do you think I am?
9 for 9, actually.
Fuck you. I love you.
Love you. All right. Ready to take us out?
I'm so ready. Thank you for what? No, we're not a video. I couldn't find the script. I was just spitballing here. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to keep up to date with when we release new episodes or other pod-related announcements, you can check out our Instagram, @PeopleDon'tTalkAbout. And also, I just made a Threads. It's the same handle.
Yeah. I'll eventually try to figure out how to announce that and link it in our LinkedIn bio, but in our Instagram bio, but you can find it also.
What's the verb for posting threads? I threaded. I threaded right before we started recording, and it's exposing us a little bit, but that's okay.
I haven't seen it. Okay. All right.
It was true. Our next episode will be a character complicated.
A new category that Margaret also previewed earlier in this episode.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's exactly what it sounds like.
It's when we don't. Yeah, we don't assassinate and we don't stan. Mm-hmm. We're somewhere in the middle.
It's the bisexual answer.
Yeah, we're thinking bisexually. Yes. So stay tuned. If you want to hear us think bisexually, stay tuned. And with that, all that's left to say is
let's start a revolution, baby.